Biodiversity with Kelby Uchley.
One of the joys and hazards of reading is that it can send one down previously unconsidered paths. My favorite childhood book was Wilson Rawls' Where the Red Fern Grows. Set in the Ozark Mountains, it is a coming-of-age tale about a boy and his two red-boned coonhounds and their pursuit of one of the wiliest creatures in the forest. So after reading this book, I was determined to procure my own coonhounds and begin my own adventures in the Darbon Swamp just down the Red Clay Hill from my house. My research into the various breeds of hounds was intense and exhaustive. I absorbed encyclopedic knowledge of the merits of red bones, black and tans, plots, blue ticks, and treeing walkers. Of course, once a breed was selected, a source for that type of dog had to be determined, and there must be assurances they were of hunting stock. You just couldn't go down to the local pet store and buy a red bone puppy from proven lineage. I found my source in the classified pages of an Outdoor Life magazine, a kennel in East Texas with a brochure full of impressive photos of hounds in full cry as they reared up on big trees bellowing at an unseen quarry. There was also a picture of an old barn whose side was entirely covered with the square-stretched hides of raccoons. That sealed the deal for me. I ordered two male puppies, a blue tick and a black and tan, for $35 each. They were to be shipped via air freight to the Monroe Airport. Perhaps you can imagine the anticipatory agony I suffered waiting for their arrival. When the call finally came that they would come in on the next day's flight, I was ready with a newly constructed pen and a doghouse filled with fresh pine straw for the cuddly pup's delight. Mom took me to the airport in the Pontiac station wagon, and I marched straight to the freight desk to claim my puppies. The agent led them out to me. Note that he did not carry them out. He led them out on a leash of doubled-up hay strings. They were 7 months old and weighed 60 pounds each. I was still in shock when he handed me the freight bill that was more than the cost of the dogs. Laden with pent-up energy, the hellions promptly dragged me through the lobby and out into the parking lot. My coonhound adventures in the Darbon Swamp began the very next night. In general, they can be summarized as somewhat less dramatic than those in my favorite book. Indeed, for the local raccoon population, they were the source of occasional benign annoyances with no long-term impacts. However, for me, they are worthy of a chapter in my book of memories and would never have occurred had I not read Where the Red Fern Grows.
Biodiversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.